now a word or two from Ibiza with Mar Britain.
Dress on the table now, there's a wrapping on. Standing naked by the mirror.
Hi there, this is Mar Britain reporting from Ibiza, and this is part of the So Far So Good segment, where we ask people who are in design, varying lengths and times, for a personal take on design and what it actually has meant to them, either tripping into it, bumping into it, being introduced to it, or it finding them, whatever it may be. And today we're going to talk to Kathy Kinnard, who is a teacher and analyst from the USA. 4-6 on the cross on the cross of the vessel of love. And how is it so far for you then, Kathy?
Great. I love design.
I never would have guessed. I mean, you've been here 3 years.
Today, yeah, the four quarters class, but then before that, yeah. I went in March and saw Raw in Sedona and in San Diego, so I figure since March of 2003, I've had over 100 days of class time with Raw.
Whoa.
And you know what? That's pretty intense.
Yes, it has been pretty intense, to say the least.
Yeah, and I love every minute of it. And I came to design, this fall will be 7 years, so mm-hmm. I'm just about to finish my 7-year process. And it was 3.5 years before I came off the roof. So it was
wow.
Perfect timing. And I've done a lot of things in my life. I've been an intensive care nurse. I've been a stockbroker and a registered investment advisor. I've been involved in a church, for many years, where I was in the infrastructure in different ways.
Whoa.
My husband, started from the ground up a software company, and I was in the back rooms behind that for years. I had a storefront in the Portland, Oregon area that it was a New Age store originally, but I had wise mentoring from someone, and they said, pick a focus of something you love. And I love healing.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as a nurse. If I could have been what I wanted to be in my life, I would have been a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Just circumstances, family, finances, open head center, various things. It didn't actually really happen, but it's always been something I've focused on, and I know a lot of people in complementary medicine, and it's been a passion of mine, and how you heal the human spirit and the physical body. And so in my store, I decided to change the focus, and it became flower essences. And I was the first store in the world to have, I had 3,500 different essences from 40 different companies, and I had people come from Japan for their vacations to see that, and South America, and England, and all over the U.S., and it was real interesting, and I still love that. I'm very much still involved in that. And then I had an opportunity to acquire an international flower essence distributing company.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a perfect complement to the storefront. And so for a little over 7 years, I had this storefront, and I had this, it ended up being an internet business, but in the beginning it was a mail order business. And I ended up doing something unusual there also, in that I sold essences from all over the world, including Antarctica, to all over the world, and got to meet a lot of real interesting people. And but I met Carolyn Ford then. She's the person who introduced me to design.
And did that come out of flower essence?
And it came out of flower essences, because she had a different line of essences, which she still does sell, and they're very powerful essences, but she also has, which she won't tell anybody about, and I've been asking her for them, a set of I Ching essences that goes along with design.
Whoa.
That she's been working on for over 7 years, and she just won't quite let those out yet. She feels like maybe it's not the right time.
Maybe not the right time.
But anyway, I had calls from Japan for her essences, because some people had found out about them. And so I said, okay, I was selling them other things, and they wanted me to start selling those to them also. So I called up Carolyn and said, I'd like to carry your line, and I am da-da-da-da, and I do this, da-da-da-da. And she said, well, yes, that sounds lovely. I think I would like to do that, but I need to know your birthday.
Oh, that fatal little question.
And I said, crap. You know what? I have a New Age store, and every reader, shaman, healer that comes through has to do a reading with me. I'm bored to death with readings. I really don't want another astrology reading, another anything. And, you know, I don't just give out my birth data to anybody. And she said, well, it's real interesting. I said, okay, I'll give it to you, but you better tell me what it's about. And she says, not really astrology. And I said, she said, you just start with that. And I said, okay. And in 5 minutes after she had my chart, she had me nailed. And then she had me hooked.
And this is funny, because I interviewed Deborah Bergman the other day, and I said, well, who gave you your first reading? She said, well, it was Kathy Kinnan. And she said, I went into the flower essence store, and Kathy's going, give me your birth date. And Deborah's going, no, you know, I've been through all
this. No way!
She said exactly the same. Not another system, take it away.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I'm busy with what I'm doing, you know. Well, that was really fateful, because I'm telling you personally, it hit me very hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was so profound. And Carolyn swears to this day, she never said this, but she must have been thinking it at least, because I heard it. She said, oh, you're really overweight. And I went, well, shit, yeah. And we were talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you haven't even seen me. How do you know that? Oh, well, you have no gates in your thyroid, and you've probably never lived correctly, and so your thyroid's never worked right, and so you've got to be really overweight by now. And she's so polite. I think if she thought she said that to me, she'd be so embarrassed. So I don't really know for sure she said it to me, but I swear that's what I left with that conversation with. And I went, there's something that could explain. I can't tell you how much I've done to try to work with my body for decades. I mean, decades. That's why I know complementary medicine so well.
Yes.
Each thing has helped me a lot. I had some weird things happen in my childhood with some poisoning.
Yes.
That I should be dead. But I wasn't, because of complementary medicine. And it was just this long journey. But anyway, that got me quite interested. But then what she could tell me about my nature, it was so profound. Well, then, the other thing is, Carolyn is 4'6", and she has, like, her own timing. I had to wait over 6 weeks for my reading. She said, oh, yeah, I'll get your reading. I paid her everything. And she said, yeah, you got the essences to me, no problem. I started selling her essences, but it was, like, 6 weeks. I'm kind of impatient. I was trying to figure out, well, how else do I find out about this? But anyway, that reading was so profound. It literally stopped my entire life. It just stopped it dead. It's as if it said, you think you know what you were doing before, but
yeah.
And nothing made sense to me at that point. Nothing. I have had to re-examine every concept, value, relationship, every single solitary thing I thought was real and not real. And I have had any my spirituality, my relationship with my body, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my family of origin, my relationship with my friend, everything literally stopped at that point and went through a completely new lens. And it's, I think it takes all 7 of those years to just digest.
And you would have to approach it that way, as a 4.
Yeah.
In your personality, you would have to explore your entire network around you.
Exactly.
To quantify whether there's any point in...
And my whole network fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what happened was, within 3 months of having had the reading, the one thing that I took about, I'm a generator, and I'm an emotional generator, I took that I really needed to have people ask me about everything in my life. Everything.
Yeah.
And so the first year I started with, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing for me on a day-to-day basis? And it was no. It was uh-uh.
Oh, oh.
And so the first thing I thought was, okay, well, I'm as a 4-6, it's very difficult to be the owner of something and manage the people. Because if they take it personal, it really creates a lot of stress, on a 4-6.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really, I had a great heart in managing people, but I didn't have the management skill of a 5 or a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so heart isn't enough in a business.
No.
No. You really need to have that. You need to have those allies that the 5 and the 6 have. You need to have all those things work for you. And I was also in a fragile place. I was 3.5 years before I was coming off the roof. And one thing Carolyn said to me, and it was almost like a whisper, she said, "Kathy?" And I went, "Yeah." And she says, "I really do have to tell you this." And I went, "Yeah." She says, "You must be really careful because you're going to come off the roof when you're 50. And it was like 50 and a half. And she said, "And you better make sure you take care of all business that's undone." And I went, "Uh-oh." And I heard that, even though she almost just whispered it to me. And that was what had huge impact. So I said, "Does this serve me? Will this be good coming off the roof?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was no. So the storefront had such a persona, I didn't feel anybody could follow in its footsteps, so I liquidated it and closed it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, well, the flower essences, I love flower essences. They are so healing to people. And I know them in every fiber of my being. And at first I was questioning, well, geez, now that I know human design, are flower essences crap? Oh, no. Well, thank God they're not. They're quite helpful. They went through that lens quite well, thank you. And I was really scared, though. I was scared that everything that I thought was true.
You challenge, once you just get the idea of design, it completely flips.
I know.
Everything.
I know. I was so scared.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, the internet business would be good. And it was natural for me, and I had good staff and everything. Mm-hmm. But about 6 months after the store was closed, I just went, should I be doing the internet business? And I got, uh-uh. And about that time, the whole thing was staff dissolved. They were no longer, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was
so
no longer.
So you had no confrontation to face on.
No. And so, you know, it was very interesting. I knew the business shouldn't be shut. I wasn't certain because of the fact that the internet was changing so much. This was 2000. May of 2000 was when I finally left that business. And I just went, I'm not sure it's going to survive, because it had been a challenge, because the producers, people could get to them directly instead of needing a distributor. But anyway, I went, I know I'm not supposed to do this. What am I going to do? I'm a generator. I can't manifest an owner for the company. What am I going to do? And so the only thing I could think to do was I wrote an open letter to my clients, you know, the customers who purchased, because they were like family. By this point, and I don't know, there were about 3,000
people.
Well,
they were your family.
Yeah.
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 Your network.
Right. And then I also wrote an open letter to the distributors, and I said, I love this field, but I think I need to love it as a practitioner and go and be a practitioner. I don't think that it serves me really to sell it. It did for years. It was great. I don't regret any of that. And I need to move on, and I don't know what that's going to look like. So I'm kind of putting it into the fate's hands. I know that May 1st, 2000, I'll no longer answer the phone, Flower Essence Pharmacy.
Yeah.
I'll be done. And so I sent that letter out. I had 50 serious inquiries about purchasing the business.
Right.
I had 6 that had the funds to do it, and a difficult time from every continent in the world except Antarctica. Difficult time making the decision. It was so difficult. There were so many qualified people.
Yeah.
And I didn't manifest anything. I responded to the fact I needed to not be there.
The glory of waiting and responding.
Yeah. And so then from there, the next area that I had to challenge was my relationship. They say, oh, scary thing, once you're 50 and you have 6 in your profile, you'll find the love of your life. I'm married 30 years at this point. What do you, how do you mean you'll find the love of your life? And then I find out my husband is a 6'2"? And about 4 years into it, I said, you know, we got to ask each other.
Oh, Lord.
Do you want to be married? My husband said, there's no upside to that for me. I know I do. He says, I do. And he says, I'm not asking you. He says, there's no upside for me to ask you, because if it's I've got a whole dilemma I don't want to deal with. And it took him about 6 months, and finally one day he asked me, did I love him and did I want to be with him? And I didn't know what I was going to say. And it was,
That is scary.
It was very scary. I was on pins and needles waiting for him to ask me. Because you can't be 100% certain.
No.
You can't.
But he's not emotional.
He's not emotional. Thank God. I have enough emotions for both of us.
You can power up the household.
And then the last place where it was really deeply personal for me was with my daughter. Because she was very ill until she was 14, and we had an unusual house in that it was four stories, and I used to keep her very close to me because it felt too weird. But when she was 14, we moved her to the first floor because there was a mother-in-law apartment there. She was a teenager, and she wanted some space. And we went to the fourth floor, and her health got instantly better.
Good heavens above.
And so what happened... Okay, and so what happened is that... you know, I've been thinking about that since I came to design. And one of the things that I recognize is that if she's in my aura, if we don't really respond to be with each other, it actually, at some level, makes it so uncomfortable for her all in the digestive region. She gets terrible stomach aches. And so it's like we have this attraction, repulsion, but we can talk on the phone for hours, no problem. But anyway, so when it finally, I was in one of the classes with Ron studying something, and it finally clicked that we didn't have a natural, grace unless we were in really response, which would allow us to know it was okay to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And that if I tried to force it because I wanted her, if I tried to guilt her, she tried to guilt me, and it wasn't right timing for both of us, she would always go home with a stomach ache, to the point she needs narcotics to deal with it. And then I finally discovered that, and I told her, and we both cried. We were like, wow. It's not, she says, I love you, and she says, and I talked to you on the phone, and it's fabulous, but this happens, I don't know why. And it just was a tremendous relief.
And explaining it.
Yeah.
Practically.
Yeah.
You can actually physically see what's going on within the mechanics of the cell.
And she doesn't have that problem with her father. She has a perfect match with him. Right. And so she's like, why does Mom get me so crazy? I don't understand it. I can talk to her on the phone. If I have a problem, she'll help me solve it. It's great. I just don't understand. So it's had a lot of effects. That's on the personal level. And then as a 4-6, my network's really important. There's many other stories I could tell you some other time.
So we can successfully say then, Cass, so far so good, yeah?
Definitely.
Thank you, Kathy, for that. It's Marv Bertain reporting from Ibiza for the So Far So Good clips, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Well, that's our Human Design programming for today. And we want to thank you for listening in. Jovian Archive Radio is owned and operated by Jovian Archive Media Incorporated. And remember, follow your strategy, honor your inner authority, and most important, love yourself.